Thanks for having me.
Now, yeah. I'm sure I absolutely butchered that. How do you actually say the name of this game?
Nascondigne.
Oh, you said it way cooler than I did.
I've had a lot of practice over the last couple of weeks.
What are the main differences between kind of the classics children's version of hide and seek and Nascondino?
So in hide and seek, you just hide and somebody comes out and finds you, and if they find you, you're out, right? So in Nascondino, you've got to not just hide, but then get back to a place, a safe zone, if you like. So you play outdoors on a sporting field or in a big paddock would do, and the sporting field has man-made obstacles sprinkled liberally around it. And at the World Championships, the obstacles were like a pile of hay bales, some old second-hand furniture from the tip, a couple of portaloos, a couple of screens, all sorts of stuff. So you get 60 seconds to hide, and then a neutral seeker comes out from that safe zone, which is a big beanbag, a giant beanbag. So the seeker comes out looking for the players on the field, and you're all wearing a unique coloured T-shirt. And so the seeker doesn't have to touch you or anything. The seeker just needs to see the colour of your shirt, and he'll shout that out in Italian and start running back towards the safe zone if he sees you. So if you hear your colour called, and he starts running, you've got to try and beat him back to that big beanbag. So there's a lot of sprinting and diving in the last minute to try and get there. It's very, very dynamic and athletic.
And now it's a team sport, isn't it? How many people are on a team?
There's five people on a team. And what you do is you'll get the teams playing to each team puts forward one player at a time. So in each round, say you've got 10 teams, there'll be 10 players each from a different team. So when I stepped onto the field, I am Australia's first ever World Championship Nascondino player. But when I first did that, I hadn't practiced it. I hadn't played a game before. So it was a real learning experience the first day.
Wow, that's great. That's such an Australian thing to do as well, by the way, to not really have too much experience and then just dominate.
It was being Australian, which was the whole motivation, to be honest, because we heard about it about a year ago. And we thought, there's probably an Australian team. I wonder how you get on the team. So we contacted the organisers of the event because we found them on the web. And we said, how do we get on the Australian team? And they said, we've never had a team from Australia. You should be in a team from Australia.
Amazing. That's absolutely incredible. So that was kind of how it all started for you.
That's right. And we were, a little bit outraged that Australia calls itself the world's greatest sporting nation. And yet this was going to be the eighth world championship and they'd never had a team from Australia. So we had to right that wrong.
Absolutely. And not only right that wrong, but win too. So
yeah, we gave it our best shot.
Now, how many countries were represented at the games?
So there were 79 teams. I think there were 12 countries. So there were two teams from the US, Japan was there, everybody in Europe, Belgium, Portugal, France, the Italians, obviously. There's a team from Africa, so really quite a, and in some countries there are permanent leagues for the sport, so people play Nascondino in Japan every week.
Wow.
Nobody in Australia really, except the Italian community. So now I realise it's an Italian sport. When I speak to Italians, a lot of them recognise the game.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's fantastic. Now, do you think the Nascondingos will be back next year?
Yeah, so there's two opportunities before us. So this year we were just a team of friends and we had a fantastic holiday. And, Northern Italy, that time of year, is just absolutely spectacular. And at the competition venue, there's, food trucks. With awesome Italian microbrews. Who knew Italy had microbrews? But they do. And then every night there's music stages, and dance music and live music, and most people camp at the venue. So it's a really great, it's a music festival with a sort of ultimate frisbee level sort of competition going during the day. So one opportunity is to maybe practice a bit and go back next year and maybe have a competitive selection process because there's probably more people that want to do it than just me and four other people. And then the other opportunity is maybe to look at running some demonstration games of Nascondino in Australia and see if we can recruit, more than just one team, get a few more.
Absolutely. I think the opportunity for a local league is definitely a real thing.
So what we thought, I understand Macquarie Uni and Sydney Uni have both tried to get the normal version of hide and seek up and running as a student sport.
Mm.
So you know, one of the things that we might do is we might look at approaching some of the uni student unions.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and say, you know, you've probably got an idle sports field somewhere, or a hockey pitch or a soccer pitch. Let's see who wants to get in on this.
That's absolutely the best idea. I think if universities have competitive Quidditch teams, they can have competitive Nascondino teams. This is definitely right up the alley of university
students.
You look
much less ridiculous playing Nascondino than Quidditch.
You will indeed. You don't have to run around with a stick between your legs, so you've already won in a lot of people's opinion.
And here's your opportunity to be in there. You know, it's the easiest path to representing Australia in an international sport, you know? So we got green and gold tracksuits made up and green and gold T-shirts. And there was nothing better than walking through Sydney Airport with green and gold sports tracksuit on.
Oh, that's did anyone stop you and ask you what you were going to represent the country
in? Yeah. So we got a few selfies with people who, like, we took the photo and then they wanted to know what we were doing.
Yeah.
A little bit disappointed. I actually got an upgrade on my flight, which is awesome.
See, this is how Australia treats their sports stars, so it's absolutely well deserved. Alan, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Now, for anyone out there listening, like myself, who's sitting here thinking this sounds like the coolest way to spend a weekend ever, where can you go to find out more about Australian Nascondino?
Yeah, get to our Facebook page. So that's N Finelli, A-S-C-O-N, Nascondingo. So just go to Facebook and we'll take it from there.
Do you know what? We'll put some links on the podcast at the end of the show. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Love it. Thanks, Jess.